It's time for our Encourage monthly report. Corey Anfinson and Gus Mancuso are here this morning, and we're going to start off with a Tribune building update, and then we're going to also talk about CFS month, which was the school at Altenburg's Farm. But with that, well, we want to welcome Corey Anfinson and Gus Mancuso from Encourage. Good morning, gang.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good. Nice. We should mention Katrina. Isn't she on the one of your board members? I know she's, or she's been involved in with Encourage. Yep,
she's participated in many of our community events. Correct.
So that's what I said. This is a perfect
segue.
So let's talk about the Tribune building update. You've had some nuts and bolts of putting all the pieces together to get really building.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you move that microphone down a little bit? That will make it easier for you. There you go.
Yeah, so we had a meeting in December and a meeting in January where we were talking about fundraising. So we wanted residents to join us in thinking about how do we, as a community, raise some dollars for the Tribune. We have a fabulous opportunity right now with the State Building Commission. We put in a grant request. So we could get anywhere up to $7 million for the Tribune project from the State Building Commission.
When will you know about that? Have you been told?
We do not know about it currently. The governor is actually announcing his budget today at the end of the day.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. If we stay through this process, there's still another process to go through. So even if today we make it through this cut, that doesn't necessarily mean we're automatically gaining those dollars right away. So we're asking residents, to help us think about fundraising, because we know that in order to maximize this opportunity as well as other grant opportunities, that those partners want to see that we have local commitment. So we have residents who put in a lot of time. So we know that there's a lot of commitment to the project, but they would also like to see some commitment financially from the community. So whether that's through residents supporting the project through a dollar here, a dollar there, or businesses putting in an investment into the project, so there's lots of opportunities to show local support.
Okay, yeah, because one of the key, you mentioned business, I'm glad you did that, because one of the key aspects, and I think one of the things that Madison found about the project, and specifically when the lieutenant governor was here at that once, was the entrepreneurial aspect of this, the fact that you're going to have a makerspace and you're going to encourage people to come up with their ideas and, hey, I make a killer whatever, and I want to, and someone has always told me I should market this thing. You're going to have an incubator or a workplace where they can work on doing
that. Absolutely. So the project really is in alignment with Governor Walker's initiative on creating a strong. So knowing that we are focusing on entrepreneurs in the building looks very favorable for us. As well as we know that in order to make that happen and make that sustainable, we do need local businesses and residents to support the project so that there is an opportunity for all those folks in our community who are creative and have ideas to really come in and test them and experiment and work together to create something really amazing.
And you look at all the folks that have been involved. How many? It's been over 2,000.
Yeah, it's been over 2,000 residents, talent, or even dollars, because we have, residents who've already given funds.
Do you have a fund set up at Encourage?
Absolutely. So we do have a Tribune Building Fund, so anyone is able to actually stop by our office and give us any amount that they'd be able to give to the Tribune Project, or they could do so online.
Say you won the Super Bowl pool.
Yes.
You could be generous.
Yeah.
And help out your neighbors.
Yeah, this project, you do receive a donation certificate back. So somebody who gives $5 would be able to use that on their taxes for 2017 as a donation that they gave.
Okay. So that's a good point to make. And what about the ideas, the fundraising ideas? How many fundraising ideas have been generated?
So residents in December came up with over 200 very unique, fun, or traditional ideas. So residents were really interested in thinking about the traditional types of things. So let's plan a golf outing or a 5K. We definitely need to do something with the Rapid River Mash Masters, the group that was created from the Tribune Building Project.
Those are folks that are lovers of brew.
Yes, those who brew, yep. And, so we need to incorporate brews into many of these
events. There could be a microbrewery there.
Yes.
That's one.
So we would love to highlight the talent in our community with their home brews. So residents were mindful of including beer in many of the events that they were thinking about.
Well, I think I've told you this before, but I don't know if I've told Gus, but if you study, and I've had the folks from the South, if you study the history of the river, there used to be multiple breweries along the river. I mean, it's like Wisconsin Rapids had one, Beeren had one. That was where you went and got your local beer. It was a real local beer. It was brewed, and they were up and down the river. And so, kind of going back to our roots in many ways.
Definitely. We have a lot of support for the Homebrew Club right now. So, and that club, I would like to highlight and say, you know, they recognize the value of the Tribune and the opportunity it's going to bring for them. So each month that they're owned. So, you know, just last month they gave us, I think it was $21 towards the project. But that's
every
amazing.
Every dollar matters.
Yeah,
every
and it's something that they're already meeting, and if they can do a little fundraising during their club meeting, why not? And we love that.
So going forward, how is this process going to continue?
So Encourage has committed to doing a few fundraising activities throughout 2017. We are going to be planning a 5K run walk for later in the year. So we're going to need support, you know, to help us make that happen. Our partnership with the Rafters and what kind of opportunity we could do to have like a tribute night at the ballpark. So that's another opportunity. And our staff committed to starting the fundraising efforts. So this month we're actually having a cookie sale, and the cookies will be baked by Encourage staff with love, of course. So they will be wonderful. And so I brought you an order form, Carl, in case you were interested in the cookies. But the last day to order is this Friday so that we can have the cookies available on Monday and Tuesday. So if somebody were to purchase cookies and they want to pick them up Tuesday morning or share them with their neighbors on Tuesday morning, then they'll have them available.
Okay. So we have that going with the big question. Another question a community member brought with me. How long will it take before we get actually into building? You know, we've done some construction work, but when can we really kick this thing in? And because the longer you delay, the costs don't shrink, they go up.
Sure. So we're hopeful that once we know if we receive the state building construction, the actual where you're seeing more activity outside of the building could be this fall. It does take a while once, you know, you receive funding to line up everything and get workers available to start that project. So if we do receive the state building commission grant, it could start as early as this fall. There are other opportunities for funding that we would need to align as well. So it sounds really simple. You get one grant and you just fill the rest in. But there is, you know, it's going to take a little bit to align all those things. And we just all have to remember that this isn't a traditional development project where a developer comes in with the funds. We have done a lot of work up front to make sure that we're really honoring what our residents would like to see in the community by hosting those meetings over a two-year period.
And that was part of, that's the other thing I've told folks. This is not a traditional development. This
Absolutely.
Is about community involvement.
Mm-hmm.
So with the goal of a development at the end, but it's the process is as important as the actual goal at the end.
Every time we have a meeting, we say it's about more than a building. And it truly has been about more than a community. It's about building residents' confidence and optimism for the future of our place. And we have seen that grow throughout the Tribune process. We will have a building. It'll be there at some point, and it will be beautiful, and it will be amazing. But what we've learned through this process has also been amazing as well. So we don't have any regrets on the timeline and how long it has taken.
Okay. But, you know, some people who would say, well, I could build that thing, and that's not the whole idea behind it. It's more the...
Well, you know, if we wanted to go that route, we absolutely could have. But it's not the way for us to do something like this. And, you know, it's been a learning process for us as well. So we've never owned a building before that we're going to renovate with residents. So we're all learning as we go.
In part two of today's show, we're getting our Encourage Foundation report. And we've been just got done with an update on the Tribune Building project. And now we're going to talk about something we unveiled last month. And we had Harold Oltenberg here with Gus Mancuso, you know, to talk about his dream and that he's approached, encouraged to help him with, of creating a school at Altenburg's farm, his legacy. He wants to leave a legacy, and students have worked there. Mm-hmm. And so you had this initial meeting at the Performing Arts Center. How did it go, Gus?
The meeting was really, really an excellent turnout of our community. We had 135 people in attendance in the Performing Arts Center, and there was a great deal of energy. There was a great deal of appreciation, and I think there was a great deal of connection to Harold and, more importantly, his vision for the farm and what he would like to see happening at the farm. And as we all reflect on Altenburg's farm and reflect on agriculture in general, we all have special memories, particularly of attending Altenburg's farm or other kinds of activities around the community that involve agriculture. And I think Harold's, I know Harold's vision is to continue those kinds of opportunities for the current generation and future generations that have experienced many, many positive things. Today, Pam was telling me about the sleigh ride.
Yeah, Pam and I had a ball at the sleigh ride. It was a United Way fundraiser. And all the families and the kids that were out there, the horses, I mean, it was just one. And it was after a fresh snowfall. It couldn't have been more perfect.
And so that's an example, Carl, of what we're talking about when we want to continue those kinds of experiences. And when Pam says, hey, we're from Waukesha, but let us know next year when these kinds of things are happening. That's what we want to continue to have as a as an opportunity and really an experience for our kids and families. In addition to that, Harold obviously wants to create this school at Altenburg's farm, which is a continuation and expansion of giving students. Phase one will be to really ramp up and focus on kids 14 to 19 years of age that develop an apprenticeship-type program, working and using the farm as a classroom experience. And so that's going to be phase one. However, all of this is predicated and contingent upon the Altenburg farm still being operational. And as we talked about, and Harold is very transparent, he's 83 going on 84. He's been farming full-time, like many of our farmers do in our community and across the country. They farm literally like family members doing that. Now, Harold's been doing this since 83, so he wants this legacy to continue and expand upon the experiences that he's had. So phase one is what we're in right now, making sure that we can open the doors, as we say, when the seasons start in the spring here, that we can continue operating the farm. Harold is going to be taking a step back, a huge step back, and wants to become an advisor to the board and to the lead farmer who all where we're at right now. And we had, as I mentioned, a great deal of interest on January 25th. 135 people were in attendance. We had good response about people interested in knowing more about serving on the board. What does that mean? What are my responsibilities and roles? And then there were several people that really expressed some sincere interest in tell us more, tell me more about what a lead farmer is. What does that mean? How does that work with the board? So we're having another meeting tonight at the Performing Arts Center, and we're going to continue discussing those kinds of questions so that we can be up and running in the right direction come April 1st or thereabouts, and the farm becomes operational. So that's what we're focusing on right now tonight, and we have been around finding members who want to serve on a board in a very, very collegial, collaborative way. Serving on a board is a certain mindset and a skill set, and we want people who want to carry out Harold's vision and someone who wants to carry this vision out on the farm. And then we want to keep working towards the fundraising piece so that we can put an actual school farm out there as well. A school at the farm in which kids would learn more kinds of things that would be connected to the curriculum. Now, I've had a lot of questions come up about, well, what's going to be taught out there? That's going to be something that's going to be decided with the schools that are interested in sending their students out there, and it's going to be an area input. In other words, Rapids or Nakusa or Port Edwards, they want to come and experience it. We're going to have something in line for them to come out to. But that, again, is phase two, that we've got to get up and running first.
Okay, so we want to get up and running. The folks that turned out, I would imagine you had folks in agriculture and probably education. I mean, we have very good agriculture education. Lincoln High School's had a very good ag department, as you know, Gus, for many years. I would think they would be really excited about this the possibility.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we've had an advisory committee of around 10 to 12 people that have been working on this for the past year. And Eric Seiler and Jeremy Radke, who are members of the LHS faculty, Eric in the apprenticeship program, School to Work, and Jeremy in the ag program, they've been very, very interested in this. And we also had members from our community from all sorts of business-related kinds of activities. We had people from the Farm Bureau. We had commercial farmers that were interested in knowing more about this. We had people that were interested literally in being the lead farmer there. So we had a wide range of interest, and so that was exciting as well. And then we had people that just said, hey, I don't know what I can add. I'm fired up about this, though, and I want to help in some way. So those are the kinds of people that we don't want to lose either.
Yeah, well, I got calls from some of those people that said, what a great idea to get kids actually like where their food comes from. If nothing else, learning those, as Harold says, life lessons about doing a job well and working as a team and those values. And that connects with a lot of people.
And I think also there's a huge connection with, there's a similar feeling here that is also being experienced and observable in the Tribune building. Mm-hmm. People are really interested in their community, as you said earlier, getting back to their roots and looking at their assets. In other words, what is good about living in central Wisconsin? And I think agriculture is a large part of that. There have been a lot of people like the Altenbergs who in previous generations made a living on farms. And unfortunately, as you mentioned, only 2% of our population farms nowadays. And so we have to give our kids alternative experiences for them to really appreciate food and of nature and the value of our environment. So all of this is from a commercial, really back through and to an organic piece, too. We have people that are really interested in combining a communal feel with agriculture and celebrating that, because it's part of our heritage and it's part of our community's assets. So that's what's exciting about it as well.
So tonight you're going to get together and start what you need to do to get this thing up and running, like you said, April 1st.
Yeah, and I think it's important to note, Corey mentioned it as well. There's a theme here that encourage steps in and helps people achieve their dreams and visions. And that takes a lot of human capital. That's why Encourage has people working at it, and it's not a traditional foundation. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong, good or bad. It's just that's what we do. We talk and work with people and use our human capital side of things and help. Vision is one of those dreams where we are all in. However, we don't do it. We ask the community to step in. The community's responsibility is for us to help make this happen. If it's the Tribune Building or Altenberg's Farm, we need the community to do it. This is not a spectator sport. If we are going to change our community, we have to get people trying different things, believing in a different way to do things, and giving people a responsibility and a voice in doing something. Step up now to the plate, so to speak, and really take some action, whether it's in the Tribune Building or the Altenberg Farm. We can't do this alone. We need people that want to push the ball forward, or as I've been telling Harold, we got to get people in the field with us, plowing the field, and not necessarily thinking we have to do this all.
Right,
because
no.
People will gain some ownership with it. They will feel that experience that people feel in the Tribune. So this is a call to action. Whatever Encourage does is simply a question of what we're trying to do.
And when you have that kind of action and community buy-in, that's equals sustainability. Because it doesn't do any good if you put up a beautiful new building and then
It's
empty. Mm-hmm. You need to have, or it doesn't do anything if you have a farm and nobody's interested in maintaining it and and seeing the tradition continue. I mean, you have to have that buy-in, and that equals sustainability.
The best advocates of our work are going to be the community members that take advantage of the opportunity. And as Harold says, butt everything to debt. Yeah, but. And so this is what, you know, we've got to find people who are willing to step forward now and say, we can do this. We can make this an even better place to live. And that's what it's about. That's what drives all of us to have those opportunities to see those kids excited at the farm and to see people excited about their community and to have pride and to have an ownership in it.
Well, we could talk about the microbrew club.
Mm-hmm.
They had an interest in something, and they formed a club, and they've been involved with a lot of different things around the community. Yes. Now, as a result, and there's probably folks that have been thinking something practical in terms of agriculture education, and they're going, say, hold it, this is exactly mm-hmm. what we were kind of thinking about. Mm-hmm. And you're probably going to have, or you've probably had them at the first meeting, you're going to have them at tonight's meeting, telling you, okay, we came up with some good ideas, guys, and that's what you want.
And there's a lot of sincere, legitimate interest in this. And so, you know, the goal is for people to work together, collaborate, and really make this thing happen. We also have a matching gift opportunity, Encourage announced as well at the end of this last meeting. And thank you, Corey, for pointing that out. $25,000, there is a matching grant through about June, in which we will be matching contributions towards the first phase. So if people are interested, they can contact us at Encourage. And at the farm, there is a flow-through, a pass-through fund. Encourage will be the donor to honor the donor intent here and to shepherd those dollars through. And then ultimately, the non-profit farm board will be obviously responsible for the dollars, but it's a $25,000 match. So you give one, this match up to 25,000 matches.
Okay, so we're getting serious. I like this.
Yep.
I would imagine Harold's really excited.
Yes, he's excited.
Okay, well, some exciting, and I guess the bottom line is, whichever of these, if it's a passion of yours, get involved. Like it's time to get in off the bench and into the game.
Thank you.
I'd also mention, Carl, that on March 8th, we're going to be hosting an information session. It's going to be the first of one of our information sessions we're going to be doing throughout 2017. It's actually going to focus on the Tribune, so allowing folks to come and ask the questions. Maybe they're listening to us right now and, like, not understanding fully the Tribune yet. Or maybe they've gone to a few meetings and still have questions from the community to come to that, and it's going to be at the library on March 8th. And so that's a Wednesday night. And it'll be from 5:30 to 7, like I said, at McMillan.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. A lot of good things happening, and let's hope the community continues to be involved, and I appreciate your time. And again, folks, if you have any interest or questions, contact our friends at Encourage. You both have a great rest of the week and a great weekend.
Thanks, Carl.
And that's going to do it for The Morning Magazine on AM 1320 and WFHR.com.